Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John verse 4. In our overview of the New Testament, we now come to the beautiful message of 3 John. 3 John is all about walking in truth. Now, we understand truth is the Word of God, John 17, 17. And so, when John talks about walking in truth, he's talking about walking, living your life according to the teaching of Scripture. And what John does to emphasize this message is bring up two people who are walking in the truth and one who is not. We begin with Gaius. The Bible says Gaius is a good man. He has a good testimony and he does faithfully whatever he does for the brethren and for the church. Gaius is a man who is walking in the truth because he's faithful and he's faithfully working for the church and for the cause of evangelism. And so what does it mean to work, to walk in truth? You've got to faithfully work in the kingdom. Diotrephes is the exact opposite of what it means to walk in truth. Diotrephes loves to have the preeminence. He will not receive the brethren who try to come to him. He's got to have control over everything. To be a domineering personality, to have control over everything and have first place, is the opposite of walking in the truth. And here's why. Colossians 1:18 says Jesus is the only one who can have the preeminence. And then we have a third example of what it means to walk in truth. The Bible says Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself. Walking in the truth means that your testimony outside is good. You have a good reputation from all men. People look to you as an example, and the truth reflects in your life as well. And so be like Gaius, be like Demetrius, walk faithfully, live faithfully, but don't be Diotrephes and think you've got to be in first. Rather, walk in the truth, get in line behind Jesus, and live your life faithful to the Savior. May each of us strive every day to walk in truth and live according to the teaching of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.